Learn Persian with Chai in Conversation, Shab-e Sher with Yara, and Baba Tahir. Hello and welcome to another Shab-e Sher with Yara. Yara, thank you for joining me again.
Thanks for having me.
And today we're going to talk about another poet that might be a little bit less familiar to people, definitely to me, and that is Baba Tahir. So Yara, had you heard of Baba Tahir before?
Another one? No, I have not. I didn't hear about, I had heard Rudaki's name definitely in Tehran and on street signs and whatever. But definitely not Baba Tahir. I had zero idea.
Oh, amazing. Okay, yeah. So I had heard of Baba Tahir a little bit because my grandfather was very into him. And in the book that I mentioned before that my grandfather wrote for every member of the family, Baba Tahir comes in here a lot. And he would often talk about how Baba Tahir just had very simple manual for life. And he was from Hamedan. So if you go to Hamedan, he has a huge shrine there. So just like Sa'di does in Shiraz and a lot of the poets have in different cities, he has a huge shrine there. So I think that's, have you been to Hamedan before?
You know, funnily enough, yeah, it was probably I must have been like 6 or 7 years old, but I do remember it. And one of the biggest attractions in that town, I mean, it's possible we went to the Baba Tahir Shrine.
Right.
But the one thing I remember from Hamedan is the Qara Ali Sad, which is the Ali Sad Cave. It's an underground like cave, and there's water, and you take a boat, and you're underground in a boat.
Cool. And you probably go to like a coffee shop in the cave, right?
maybe today they've done that. That was 25 years ago. I don't think that was, yeah, I just remember the cave. I remember the person rowing the boat for us. We were just stuck in this cave.
Okay.
Yeah, anyways, it was fun. It was a fun time.
Okay. Well, so the little bit of research that I've done about Baba Tahir. So Baba wasn't actually his name. It's just a term of respect, of meaning that he's a wise or an elder, the respected. And he was from the 11th century, and he's super mysterious. Like, they really do not know much about his life. I'm like, so we're okay. We're okay. But his poems are also written in the Hamedani dialect. So you'll hear that in this poem that we're going to read right now. It has some of that, like, different dialect, right? And he also lived a very spiritual and stoic lifestyle. And he wasn't, so like the whole name, Baba Tahir Oriyan, Oriyan means naked. So he kind of gave away the worldly possessions. He didn't have nice clothing, or unlike Rudaki, actually, I didn't mention that in the last Shab-e Sher that we did. Rudaki was very prosperous. He had a lot of money. He lived in castles and with the kings and stuff. And Baba Tahir was the exact opposite. He was kind of an ascetic and didn't have worldly
austere
possessions.
Lifestyle.
Yes. Okay. And he was a stoic, which is very popular these days. I don't know if you hear about stoicism all the time, but
I mean, I've met stoic people.
Yeah.
And there have been. Yes. But definitely stoicism is a movement today.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. I guess living in Austin, we have this guy who has moved here recently, Ryan Holiday. A lot of guys have moved here recently, I'm sure you've heard.
Yes, but ATX is the, I see that everywhere now.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. So it's kind of, he's brought back the Stoic movement. And actually, maybe we could talk about this a little bit because it might have to do with Baba Tahir's life. Stoicism is always very popular in times that are a little bit tumultuous. Hmm. So like what we're going through right now. And basically, the philosophy is that you can't control what happens outside, but you can control how you react to what happens. So I think that is a big theme in Persian poetry in general, is, you know, there might be things happening around, but don't worry yourself with things. Just live in the present, live in the moment.
Interesting.
And control.
Ooh, I like this idea. You can control your reaction to something bad, but
yes,
you cannot control the bad thing happening.
Okay. Exactly. So maybe he'll go out and pick up a book of Epictetus after this. That's one of the big Stoic philosophers. But so is Boba Tahir, and we're with Boba Tahir right now. So like we did in the last episode of Shabashir, Yara is going to read the poem with his beautiful Persian reading voice.
You're really, really voice. Kind. No. Oh, gosh, some Iranian poet is going to be like, that guy's not any good.
Always. Yeah. And then I'm going to read the translation, which actually we don't have a translation, so I'm just going to make it up on the spot. And then we're going to go through line by line and talk about the words. In this session, we're just going to talk about the meaning behind the poem. In the next podcast, I'm going to go over the individual words and phrases, how you can use them in your own conversational Persian speaking to elevate your Persianness and your talking, your speaking in the Persian language. Because that's what these poems do. They help us to learn new words, new concepts, and how to talk to our fellow humans. So with not much further ado, I do want to say one other thing. I found a poem. Shakila is a Iranian singer. Were you familiar with her before?
Not really. One of those things I'd heard. It's, play Shakila. Maybe somebody yelled it across the room at a mehmuni at some occasion. But I'm not as familiar as Gugush and Haide and, you know, some of the other ones.
Right. Yeah. Well, she's from a lot later. So I was probably in my teens or something, maybe a little bit earlier, when in the United States, the Iranian TV started becoming really popular. And she was in that period of time. So probably in the 90s. Early 90s or something.
Oh, so more of a diaspora singer.
She definitely is. Yeah, she's from California, but she started singing classical music. So she was very different than these people that came at the same time, like Sepide or whatever, very poppy singers. So I think that maybe she's a little bit less known now, but she has a version of this song that we'll link to on this podcast as well. So without further ado, go ahead.
Okay. خوشا امشو که مهمون شمایم. کبوتروار بر بوم شمایم. ترش روی مکن مهمون عزیز. خدا دونه که فرداشو کجایم.
Beautiful. So I'm going to try to translate this on the spot. So be glad tonight because I am your guest. Like a bird, I am sitting on your balcony. Don't have a
bad attitude.
My dear guest, or because a guest is dear, right? Lord knows where I'll be tomorrow night.
Perfect. Yeah. That's, I had same read on this one as you. Yeah. No difference whatsoever. Yeah.
Cool. And so the first thing I want to mention is that the word shab is a very popular Persian word because it means night. It's a very simple word. And in this poem, we hear the word night a lot, but it doesn't sound like that. So that's an example of that Hamadani accent. So instead of shab, what does he use?
Oh, I didn't actually get that.
It's shoh. Shoh is shab.
Oh, interesting.
So I'm shoh. That is just a dialect thing.
I read that as fardasho or fardashro. Interesting. But no, that makes more sense because that's the Hamadani thing. Fardashab kuja. Oh, it's unclear where I am tomorrow.
You know that popular song?
Oh, yeah. Imsho. Okay. Ooh, yeah. Okay. Kosho imshab. Brain.
So we taught Yara something. Yeah. Okay, cool.
Oh, there's many things I don't know. Yeah.
Okay, so kosho imsho. So that means be glad tonight.
Tonight.
Or it's a happy night. Khosh is the word for happy or glad. So emsho ke mehmune shomayom. Mehmun is the word for guest. So I'm your guest. And then kabutar var. So var is the word for mesle or like. So kabutar, what's the direct translation for kabutar?
Is it pigeon?
Pigeon,
Is that what it is?
I pigeon? Think so, yeah.
I think pigeon. So, yeah, pigeon.
But in Iran, pigeons aren't, gross. They're just, kabutar, it's so sweet.
It's
a pigeon.
Nice bird.
Is it a nice bird.
Or is it a dove? No, I don't know. I get all the birds mixed up. Oh, my gosh. Hold on.
Let's look this up.
Yeah.
Kabutar.
Kabutar. Pigeon? Let's see.
And while you're looking that up, I'll say boom is the word for like push de boom, means your rooftop. So your balcony or your rooftop.
Kabutar. Oh, I'm still in the kabutar. Okay, so yes, I'm getting pigeon. Yes, yeah, pigeon pictures. Yeah.
But it is like we don't have gross pigeons, and like here it's seen as a very like negative thing. But it is more like a dove or like a pretty bird.
Yeah, it's totally like, kabutar, it's so pretty. But here, yeah, because a pigeon is like very pest-like. Pigeon, even the word pigeonhole and pigeonhole this into that. Anyways, yeah, whatever. Yeah, it's not.
No.
Yeah.
So kabutar var, so like a pigeon, I'm sitting on your balcony. So like a pleasant bird that comes by.
Yeah.
So I'm your guest, just like that little bird would be your guest, which actually reminds me. My yoga teacher would always say, he also passed away a few years ago, but he would always say that, like, you should never eat alone. Like, when the company you eat with is just as important as the food that you're eating with, that you're eating. So you're not going to get nutrition if you're just eating by yourself. But he was like, if you do have to eat by yourself, like, go outside and sit next to a pigeon and eat.
Oh, I love that. That's so cute. Yeah, you have the company. No, absolutely. Yeah. That's my favorite part of eating, is having people. Honestly, the people are more important than the food.
100%. Yeah. So I miss that a lot about our class. We would always go and eat together afterwards and just, like, have these big feasts. A lot of fun. Anyhow. So, Khosha emsho ke mehmoon shomayom, kabutar var ba boom shomayom. So, again... what a good night that I am your guest. And like a pigeon, I'm sitting on your balcony. Okay, do you want to do the next part?
So, torshrui makon mehmuna aziz. So that one, basically, I mean, if we were to do a literal translation, don't be sour-faced, oh dear guest. But sour-faced in this sense would be, you know, don't have a bad attitude, don't be, I don't know, don't be mean, I don't know, something like that. Oh dear guest. And then the next part, Khodadune ke fardosho kojayam. So God knows, only God knows where I will be tomorrow night. So, I mean, my understanding of this was, all right, like, don't be, you know, don't be salty. Don't have a bad attitude.
Be salty. About... That's a good way to actually... put it. Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Because torsh literally means, sour?
Yeah, sour, I guess, sour. Right? So, like, sour, salt, whatever. Every language is picking a sense of flavor,
like,
I assume.
Like, torshi is pickled.
Yeah.
So don't be pickled. Don't be salty. That's exactly
it. Yeah, don't be salty about, you know, don't be salty, oh dear guest. Like, who knows where I'll be? I might be dead tomorrow, you
exactly.
know? Like, I might be gone tomorrow.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Which is another, like, in the moment thing. Because I'm sure, again, this is funny how much we can relate to this. Like, a lot of times... I mean, right now we've been going through this period of time where we haven't been able to see each other because of the coronavirus and blah, blah. But before that, you know, there's a lot of times when you're like, oh, I have so much to do. And this person is like at my house and I just want to like get to what I'm doing.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
then that's exactly what this person is saying. No, tonight, let's just be glad. Let's be happy with each other's company because who knows what tomorrow will bring.
Totally, totally.
Who knows when the coronavirus will shut down the world and you cannot sit in someone's house for 2 years.
Right. So, no, yeah, just appreciating people in the moment, right? Because, I mean, everything, nothing in life is really permanent. And whether it's a relative, whether it's a relationship, whether it's a friend who might move away from town, again, a relationship, a breakup that might happen, or God forbid, a relative that might pass away, it's just like, let's enjoy this time together. Don't have a bad attitude. Don't make faces at me. Let's just talk and enjoy each other, right? And and tomorrow I will fly away like the pigeon. Who knows?
Right. That's true. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Well, I like that. And again, it's crazy how relatable something written in the 11th century Persian can be, both to like us living in the West now and like to it's a very relatable topic for everybody in the world.
Yes, it is. It is the don't look up of Persian poetry, if I can make a cultural pop culture reference. Have you seen that movie?
Yeah,
right, because it was made, I think, without the pandemic in mind, right? So you're seeing the social media reaction to climate change, and I don't believe the pandemic was what ended up happening, is they released it during the pandemic.
Wow.
And the politicization of the pandemic was very similar to the politicization of climate change. So it actually gained further resonance, which is one of the reasons I would assume it blew up even more on Netflix. I think that's what it was.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Okay. No, so. I didn't know. Very cool.
Anywho, Baba Taher, Leonardo DiCaprio, Spirit Brothers, I don't know, whatever.
Awesome. Well, there's another Shabashir poem. And like we said, the next episode, I'll come back and we'll go over. There's a lot of words in here that we can learn. And then we'll learn what the difference between that Hamadani dialect is and how we can relate it to modern colloquial Persian. So that'll be next time. So thank you, Yara, for another Shabashir.
Thank you, Layla, for having me.
Until next time.